Wow, already we have the first iteration of our app. Now, a few options here. You can edit the code directly if you would like to by hitting the edit the code button or this little code icon up in the upper right-hand corner, or you can just describe the changes you want to make. And it prompts us for a video topic, and it gives us an option to generate titles, generate a script, and a thumbnail. Instead of transcript URLs, prompt the user for a file upload, text files, or PDFs. Okay, so we've asked for that little change. It's flying through and making the coding edits for us here. And right away, we are back up and running in our prototype. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with another amazing AI coding episode for you tonight. Not only that, but the tool we're talking about is a free AI coding tool coming from none other than Google, who is very quickly becoming one of the champions of free and accessible tools, despite not being the most popular AI name in the game right now. This comes with the announcement of their new AI coding product, the Firebase Studio, which was just announced today at the Google Cloud Next event. This is an entirely web-based, cloud-based development environment that integrates the existing Firebase services development tools from Google with Gemini AI. And it's going to allow you to rapidly prototype your apps or your software with AI, which is what we did in our demo tonight. It's also going to allow you to create and develop them from the ground up, not just do prototyping. Before I go on too much further, you can do your rapid prototyping in a lot of different ways, specifically multimodal ways. So using natural language, which is what we did in our demo tonight, but also using images to guide what you would like to be prototyped, or even sketches if you want. So if you just want to whip up a sketch of what you have in your mind and feed that into the model, it can quickly generate a functional prototype from that as well. You will also see that you're going to get some coding assistance, and particularly debugging assistance from Gemini. You'll see a few bugs get fixed in our demo tonight automatically. And we will also talk about the integrations into the existing frameworks and languages that it has for building an app from the ground up. But the best part is that you can preview and use Firebase Studio for free. You get 3 workspaces per user if you're a free user. So essentially, this means you can develop 3 apps. If you join the Google Developer Program, you can get access to up to 30 workspaces, and then new users also get $300 in credits to explore the Firebase services. So Google and Gemini have now made their way into the AI IDE, the Integrated Development Environment space. And I, for one, was just super impressed when we got into it and started using it tonight. So without further ado, let's get into our demo tonight, where we build a YouTube content creator assistant, which Firebase Studio decided to call Content Forge AI. And I think that's a pretty good name, to be honest. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into it. Let's go ahead and demo the Firebase Studio. Okay, so here we have the Firebase Studio interface. Gotta love the personalization going on with the name here. And then we have our typical text input box that is telling us that we can prototype an app with AI, and it gives you some suggested apps like a tipping calculator, a recipe generator, an ERP dashboard, an expense tracker, or, and I think this is really cool, it gives you the option to create a new workspace and start coding up your own app. You can import a repo from GitHub or your own project, and then it gives you all these different frameworks or languages that you can use to start creating your app, anything from Go or Python or Java to AngularJS and Next.js and Node, Express, and all of these things that you would use. The Gemini API. So if you need to tap into AI for your app or creation, you have the access to the Gemini API. So we're going to dive right in and test out the Firebase Studio to build what I'm calling a YouTube content creation assistant. I'll just read the prompt that we're going to give it here to you. It reads, create a YouTube content creation assistant that generates a complete content package, thumbnail, title, script, and talking points from a single topic input. So I just want to be able to feed it a topic, and I want it to crank all this stuff out for me. But for the script, I want to include a voice customization feature that's going to allow users to upload and train the system on their existing video transcripts. This is the whole reason that I dictate my own scripts and my own content that I'm going to use for a YouTube video, because I really believe that it's the only way to kind of capture the true voice of the AI Marketing Navigator. However, as these systems get better and, you know, as the episode number climbs up for the show and there's more and more data to feed these systems, I have a feeling that we're going to get closer to writing scripts that are almost identical to hopefully what I would dictate. Again, I don't know if that would be a good thing or a bad thing. On my weaker days when it's getting tougher and tougher to write a script, I would probably take it in a heartbeat, but who knows if in the long run I'd want an AI to be able to talk just like me. I think it's going to be inevitable anyway, but again, that's a discussion for a more philosophical podcast. Anyway, back to our prompt here. I've asked it to create this YouTube content kit from a single topic input and include voice customization that's going to allow it to take in scripts or transcripts from the existing user to use in its writing. Build this using modern JavaScript frameworks and Firebase capabilities for a seamless, responsive experience that creators can access anywhere. But let's go ahead and hit prototype with AI, and we'll keep this in real time as much as possible so you can see the development going on and we can provide a little commentary. But as always, if it freezes up or if it takes too long, we're gonna cut ahead. I did read a little bit of information about potential usage being overwhelmed for the Firebase Studio here in its launch, but we're a few hours behind the trending or viral news. So let's see what happens here. Okay, so this is really cool. It's given us a little blueprint of content, or excuse me, a prototype plan for this app, which it's calling Content Forge AI. I kind of like that name actually. But again, features: title generator, script and talking points, thumbnail AI generator, content management, voice customization. And it gives us some style guidelines too for colors and things like that. I wonder if I can actually change these on the fly. It doesn't look like it. However, there is a customize option. So if I wanted to change these colors, I could just by entering in the correct hex codes. And I've gone ahead and just thrown in some of our AI Marketing Navigator purple instead of the colors that they had there. But we'll save that. And we're going to go ahead and let it rewrite, which is what it's doing right now. It gave our new little color palette. It talks about a layout and iconography to use. For the layout, it says clean and intuitive layout with a focus on content discoverability. Makes sense. Love that. For the iconography, use of simple modern icons for navigation and actions. And then animation, subtle transitions and animations to enhance the user experience. So let's go ahead and prototype this app and we will see what Firebase is capable of here. Okay, so we have the typical kind of coding flow, building out the file structure and each of the individual files and watching as they kind of write them on the fly here. Never really gets old to me. I kind of continue to geek out on these AI coding tools, just whipping all of this up and what would usually take hours for someone to do. It says that it's checking for errors. I don't know if that means it's done already. We've been fully running for, like, honestly, maybe 2 minutes on this right now. So probably less than that even. It did say that it found one error and it was auto-fixing one error. And it's asking us for a Gemini API key. And it actually gave us an option to generate the API key that it needed automatically. So I'm just going to have it do that right now. Wow, already we have the first iteration of our app prototype is ready, as it's telling us here. Now, a few options here. You can edit the code directly if you would like to by hitting the edit the code button or this little code icon up in the upper right hand corner, or you can just describe the changes you want to make. If you're not watching along on video, we have a pretty clean, very simple Content Forge AI dashboard, and it prompts us for a video topic and it gives us an option to generate titles, generate a script and a thumbnail. And then for the transcripts, it's asking for URLs. I don't know if that's the YouTube URL. I think I'm just going to ask it to modify a bit here and ask for text or PDF files for the transcripts. And then the creator name, and it gives you an option to customize the voice. So let's ask it to make a little change and see how it handles that. Instead of transcript URLs, prompt the user for a file upload, text files or PDFs. Okay, so we've asked for that little change. It's flying through and making the coding edits for us here. And right away, we are back up and running in our prototype. You saw that literally in real time. So let's go ahead and give it a couple of text files here. So I've given it about five episodes, our recent five episodes of transcript files to customize our voice. And we'll call this, let's just call it the AI Marketing Navigator for our voice and customize. Let's see if that is built into the prototype of this app. Doesn't look like it actually now that we're clicking around. So we may have to ask the Firebase model to push forward a little bit with the voice customization. Let's see if the generation of the titles or the script or anything works. or if it's is really just a prototype of the UI. Just one second here. Let's see if it'll generate some titles just based on the Firebase Studio release itself. Okay, so we're getting some generated titles here right below. I'm still not seeing anything as far as like the customization of the voice. I wonder if that's just happening in the background. But we have our titles being generated here. Again, nothing too fancy as far as the UI. That's probably the first thing I would update a little bit and make a little bit more aesthetically pleasing. But we have our titles. We can generate a script by the looks of it. Let's see if that takes off here. Yep, and here we have our generated script. I would have to read through and kind of check out exactly how it compares to maybe what I would dictate. But we also have some suggestions for visuals, so that's really cool. We have our talking points of the script as well to kind of focus in on, maybe do a little bit of additional commentary on outside of what's scripted. Now, for another real test here, we're going to try generating a thumbnail and see if we can get some images out of the Gemini API here. And then I think we're going to dig into and investigate a little bit about the voice customization and see if we can add some confirmation that the voice customization is taking place or if it's not taking place. So we'll look into that as well. But let's go ahead and generate thumbnail and see if that functionality has been incorporated correctly. Okay, so a generated thumbnail area did pop up, but we're getting a little just photo icon here. Nothing loading for the thumbnail, so we'd have to look into that as well. Let's ask the Firebase model about these two things, and we'll just do a little back and forth coding here with the model and see if we can get this tightened up for the demo tonight. Okay, so I just asked it to generate a visible thumbnail and told it that it wasn't loading right now. Now it has functionally added this placeholder, so now I'm going to ask it to actually generate with AI a thumbnail using Gemini's video, or excuse me, image generation capabilities within the API. I'm assuming it would be Imagine's, maybe not the latest model, but let's go ahead and do that and see if we can actually get an AI generated image here, and then we'll look into the voice customization. Okay, so making a little bit of progress at a time. I think we'll need to prompt it now to generate a thumbnail that is corresponds with the actual topic. We got some an image of a desert landscape here. I'm not sure exactly. Maybe they're pulling that from like Firebase. But I think we'll have to direct the prompt a little bit in our prototype, but we are able to progress here into getting an AI generated image with the just by going back and forth with Firebase with a couple prompts. So pretty impressive. Before we do that though, let's just dive into confirming the creator customization and voice and that's being applied. So let's see here. I'm going to prompt to confirm that in some way. So took some back and forth and a couple error corrections on the part of Firebase Studio, but we at least have a visual customization status confirmation that our voice customization has been applied to the AI model. As far as our creator goes, I would maybe, add something to select different creators or different voices that you've uploaded in the past. And do some testing to make sure it's being applied correctly. But the last thing I want to test on the fly here for our Firebase demo is if we can get an actual thumbnail type image generated from the Gemini API instead of just a nature landscape or something, maybe even with some text thrown in. I don't think that's something that Imagine is particularly good at, but we'll see if we can at least try and direct the tool a little bit to do it more specific generation. So stand by while we do that, and we'll see if we can get this one last thing coded out here in just a matter of minutes. Okay, I think we maybe have run into our first limitation of developing a prototype on the fly here with just the Gemini API. I think we'd probably need to tap into something a little more capable for as far as image generation goes for our thumbnails. I don't know where it pulled this thumbnail image from. For anybody not watching along on video, it's just the shot of a mother and a daughter on a street corner, and there's a lot of AI-ness going on in that image as well. You can definitely tell without looking at it for too long that it's AI. But honestly, we were in here doing some actual work with the tool for less than 30 minutes total. And a lot of that time was just me thinking about what to do next and not even the tool working. So just really impressive from Gemini. The fact that this is free, and you can do this now at studio.firebase.google.com. I will link to that in the show notes, of course, is just amazing. And I don't think it's to the point of like a cursor or a replit yet, but as far as prototyping goes, it's definitely an alternative to those, and it's a free one. So Google is really taking some huge swings in the AI space here in the last month or two, and I am just super impressed and super excited to see what they continue to do in the future. Rest assured that we will be talking about it here on the AI Marketing Navigator. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.